You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 7.5 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. We thank you for being with us today. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, they've already given you a kickoff hour. Along the Rick and Bubba platforms, that's America's boldest radio stations on the Rick and Bubba Radio Network. Got some new ones that we'll be telling you about shortly. Our TuneIn app works for all of you that either prefer that or you don't have a bold radio station. You can stream us on the TuneIn app, which is a free download. And there's a 24-7 Rick and Bubba channel. Gives you the live show and archive shows and best of bits 24-7. There's also our YouTube channel. Eddie Van Adler is here. He runs that. You can subscribe and watch it live. Get alerts when something live is on, the Daily Show. Also, the Wednesday Bible Study, you'll get alerted when that's live. And then there's all kinds of archive options there as well. Also, our podcast archives, that's another option. You catch the show on your time, audio only, you can kind of get the show broken down for you and listen to it on your own time. You find those podcast archives on our Rick and Bubba podcast channel. Then there's the unique podcast every week that is its own show, and that's Rick and Bubba University, a 45-minute show podcast that happens every week. We did another one yesterday. It'll come out again this weekend and comes out most weekends. Not every weekend, but most weekends. So there is another one that's coming out this weekend. So catch that. Our guest is Chad Slade. Played in the NFL, has some personal connections to the show too, and we'll walk through his really, really fascinating story, and now is a entrepreneur in one of the toughest industries out there, the restaurant business. But we'll talk to him about that this weekend, so enjoy that. We do not have Bubba. I don't even – this one is going to be hard to even explain. I don't really, first of all, I don't want anybody to, it's nothing terrifying, but it is odd. Has nothing,
a little concerned.
Has nothing to do with cancer. Has nothing to do with cancer.
No.
Yeah, so let me take that. Let me drop all that.
Has something to do with gravity.
Has a lot to do with gravity. Bubba's falling a lot lately. And so I don't even know the details because Bubba has not shared those with us. But he took a spill yesterday out at a major box store that does home improvement. He fell.
He'll be getting a call this afternoon.
Yeah, he fell to the point that he is injured and cannot come in. He's going to try to come in, golden ticket seat people, for you, basically.
All right.
Because the Elite Eight and the Grade Eight will be arriving later in the show today. And Bubba does not think, due to his injuries, and he has x-rays later today, that he could sit here for the duration of an entire show.
Say that again.
Yes, I will say that again. That's how bad he's hurting.
On his hip, right?
Yeah, his hip. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you think this is a rough room, if anybody here breaks their hip, because that's
Rick's got his hip broke.
Well, I didn't say it was
no,
broke.
No, Bubba said that.
I don't think his hip is broke because he's only 59 years old, or he's 58, about to be 59. Yeah. So
I hope it ain't a Bo Jackson injury.
Right.
Right.
But when he described what took place, there's security camera camera footage out there somewhere.
I think that's why he's hiding. Which
Rick,
store
we need
it was
that
at.
And the one you walked through I the glass. That, I don't know why nobody's left.
Yeah. When I, you know, and those of you that are wondering how much time's left in the show, just in the last week. The one host ran into glass and nearly broke his nose.
Yeah, we're looking at that footage.
Yeah, and then another host just fell down trying to shop.
It's been tough.
At a retail store. So it's not looking good.
Rick, could I just give a highlight of what he said to
us? I would load up on best of CDs if I was y'all.
Yeah, things are getting off to quite a start for 2023.
This thing is slowly turning into a tribute.
Yeah. The time was 6:51 Central. Last night when we got the word, and I had so many questions.
I did too.
He'll fill us in a little bit, but just as a highlight, he said that he did fall. He was mad at himself. Couldn't believe it happened. laid there for a bit.
Yep.
Picture that.
Okay, that footage.
Climbed up some shelves.
Yep. Rick?
Leaned on a big box for a while and found a cart and laid over it. And then finally got to the car or truck and sat there for a while.
Did he leave his items right where they were?
To get together himself to get home.
I want to try this again. What we are being told to what Speedy just read to you from Bubba's own texting is that he fell.
Got a man down.
Had to grab shelves to pull himself up, leaned over a cart with wheels on it to wheel himself to his vehicle, and then sat down and drove home. Is that what I hear?
And his injury seems to be his hip, correct?
Yeah, it's his hip. Something to do with his hip.
Oh. Yeah, it could be a pulled muscle, a pointer, a fracture. Hopefully not that.
Mm-hmm. You know, hip pointers are something you normally hear
if you're hit
in athletics.
Sure. Yeah,
in
football. you got to strike a blow to a certain area.
Yeah, well, maybe he did fall. Maybe he hit the shelf. Yeah. I had a hip pointer when I played a little ball, and it's not pleasant.
Right.
Of course, that was from somebody trap blocking, but
it could be
not falling at a store. But I will say,
Rick, what if he fell back and that's the first thing that hit?
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah,
I'd kind of like some footage, but
that's how just we all like want footage.
I could test whether or not he's hurt. You know, what type of injury we may be dealing with here.
If I could find that footage, what a weekend I would have.
To Speedy's point, I think that's why he's not telling us exactly.
He knows we'll go search it. Yeah.
I want to know when he says he laid there for a while. I want to know how long
is
he
that
was on
3 minutes or 10 minutes?
That what number's important.
And was he trying to get up and he kept going back?
Like a turtle on the back of a shell?
Just like that.
Right.
Because
getting up when you get a certain age and you have a certain shape is much more difficult.
It is.
Yeah.
When he said that he climbed the shelves, was that him to get up or was he climbing the shelves and he fell?
No,
it'd be like this.
Look.
Oh, here
you go. Oh, here comes our mind.
Okay. Our mind. Okay.
It'd be like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Good show. But as always, you deliver.
Let me tell you something. You talk about somebody that missed the call to be a mom.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
You think he could get trapped in an invisible box?
Another thing, too, is when Bubba's frustrated with himself, he referred to himself as an idiot several times.
When he gets frustrated with himself, it's pretty
funny. So somehow he thinks he's at fault that he maybe took a gamble that maybe we shouldn't take anymore. I don't know what that means.
So he won't be calling the Alabama Hammer?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I really don't.
I think that means that he was not paying attention to his surroundings and it was his fault.
Yeah, I wonder if he tripped or just fell.
Hopefully not. Hopefully he didn't trip over like his shoelace or something.
I don't know.
Laid there for a little while.
Yeah.
Speedy, how was he? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Somebody help me.
Oh, wow.
Would you please?
So, I know y'all can't believe what you're hearing or seeing.
I think it was Hamza said, is this April Fool's is not here yet? Are you serious?
Yeah, we were
January, Bubba.
Yeah. We had Sherry and I had mom and dad over last night because yesterday was dad's actual day of his birthday. And so
I'm not going to tell you why I wished him happy birthday, and I'm not going to tell you what he said back.
No, I think I had a similar experience. I think my experience was probably the same.
Yeah.
I asked
him what he thought about it, and he told me.
Yeah, well, I got to hear it in my front door.
Oh, even better.
He had a speech for me looking right at me.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't fare well in that speech either.
No, you never do.
But anyway, so we'll discuss that a little bit. Now, we can't use his exact words.
No.
But anyway, then I was in a distraction because I was having to be present.
Sure.
And then look at the
and then the more you got to look at.
Yeah, and I finally said to my parents and to my wife, I'm so sorry. I know this is so rude. I have to read this text.
This has reached the point I must see what we're doing.
I must see.
Hey, Pop.
That's where I was at that table right there when I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read it out loud?
I did.
How'd that go?
Well, it got an oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That's about what it got at my house.
Yeah.
Ah, wow.
But he says that we're allowed to totally unpack it in the last hour today.
Okay.
He's going to come in and we'll hear it from the horse's mouth.
Rick.
Or in this case, the turtle's mouth.
Rick.
Bubba and crutches.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Pass the gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
22 minutes past the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show. Thank you for being with us. Well, so we'll just delay. We'll delay Bubba till the last hour. Golden ticket seats, barring some kind of physical turn that he just can't do it. His plan is to come here, and you guys at least get to spend the last hour with him. So you will get Bubba time today. So that don't, you know, I mean, you sent me an email, Hams. My brother-in-law sent me another text. We got people coming today that have been trying to get here for, a long, long time, and today's their day. And Bubba is sensitive to that. We all are. Now, sometimes you can't help it. I mean, sometimes you just, no one plans on getting sick and no one plans on falling. I think you guys are going to at least get some Bubba today. And the rest of us, you know, this is where Speedy's over greeting will go through the roof now.
Look out.
Oh,
folks.
My goodness.
I'll have to work for 2.5 for
right,
sure.
Right. Yeah. I might want to wear a helmet.
And then for those of you that.
Did you say wear a helmet?
Yeah, they might want to wear a helmet.
I'm coming in hot. For those of you that are tuning in and you're like, what are you talking about? What do you mean, Bubba? He's not sick. He had a fall at a home improvement store yesterday.
Right. Yeah, no.
And all the King's horses and all the King's men couldn't put Bubba back together.
No, they could not. That's so good. That's so good. Let's go back.
On fire today.
I know.
Let's go down really. Too early.
Wonder why. But let's talk about this for a second, hey, okay? Bubba. Let's talk about this for a second. Is this not the way life is, though, when you're talking about it in the fallen creation? We this same week, we were elated and
right,
celebrating
yes.
a good cancer report.
Relief.
I mean, we're having a Bubba parade.
Oh, I broke it down.
And a few days later, he falls. It's just
all he's doing is shopping. He's trying to buy some cool stuff at a big box store.
I think it has to do with the fire pit, but I'm not sure.
Hey,
I just made that part up.
Hey, let me tell you something. Tell you what his first mistake was. Is after that cancer thing, he thought he could have some.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first mistake. You can't even have a hip.
My hope is that he rolls in here and he's gimped up, but he's like, hey, okay, I don't think it's as bad as I thought.
That's my hope too, because he said originally he was in the outdoor center of the big box store.
Right.
That's why I said fire pit.
Yeah.
Right.
Which means
right.
he had to be somewhere out
you know,
in that area.
The Christmas party this year, him getting to go to one of my wife's fire pits, you know, she has to have a fire pit everywhere we go.
Yeah.
And so this fire pit, he got down there and he got so stirred up about fire pits, he went on a fire pit. Somebody flipped the fire pit switch.
Talking about a fire pit frenzy.
Yeah, and I mean, he is on a fire pit. I think he sits by him all the time now, and he's built one.
Not since Gungam style has he been on something like that.
He's really acting like they were just invented last year.
I know.
That's true.
I tell you what's shocking.
A little late to the game.
To see how do I put this? To see the fact that Bubba has been given by great blessing and hard work the ability to have a fire pit if he wanted one. And the fact that he's just now getting around to a fire pit.
Hunter had said he had been begging him to get one.
Right.
And
he
just was holding out.
But I'm thinking
he don't love fire the way Sherry loves.
He's scared of things. He don't want to burn something down.
Right.
But in an outdoor
apparently not afraid of trying to get something off a shelf.
But in the outdoor center of a home improvement, I'm thinking wheelbarrow, probably not going to get that. Fertilizer, probably not going to need that.
You think it's something for the hunting camp?
He probably didn't need a water hose.
You know, he does go to these places and just walk around.
Looking for pots to plant anything, I don't think. Probably not looking for pavers unless it has to do with fire pits.
Right.
Now they do have a pool supply area there, but I don't think, you know, he's got.
He wouldn't be.
I think
he's
got
Hollywood for
that.
That's kind of where I'm landing.
Well, if I were you, Speedy, and somebody said, who are you going to draft with? I'd be drafting with you. It's got to be tied to fire pit because he's really got fire pit on his mind.
Yeah, and he's been
It could be tied to the new land.
Because he's been looking for pavers.
He's got a lot going on down there.
Yeah.
No, you're right. He's looking for pavers. You're right.
Yeah.
I that's definitely where I would be.
Yeah.
Probably fell
the curved pavers.
Probably fell in the lawn and garden area.
Yeah. And he was laying down
that
there.
Outside area.
Yeah.
That's where he went down.
I'm reading his text.
He hit the cement.
I'm reading his text. It says, no one was around, just laid there for a bit.
Okay. Yeah. I want to know.
That's lawn and garden. Because you can go in lawn and garden, nobody be out there.
Yes. Climbed up shelves. Leaned on a big box for a while. found a cart and laid over it.
Okay. Picture it. I think he used the cart as wheels to wheel himself out to his vehicle.
That sounds like.
Yeah, he didn't say buggy. He said cart. Was it one of those flatbed carts you put pavers on?
Probably.
Let's picture that.
Yeah.
And then maybe pushed himself.
Mulch.
With his hands. Pushed himself with his hands along.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
I bet
was he riding a cart at one point?
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
It's really not.
Picturing it like,
here we go.
Could he not get somebody to push him in the cart? Yeah, but I mean, is it a? But if it's a cart, he's down a little lower. I mean, he'd almost be laying on it.
Here, use this, Beanie. Use this.
Yeah, what, use that chair.
Would he call a normal buggy a cart?
He probably.
Well, no, they have. You know, they have those carts.
Oh, I've seen them, but he'd have to be down there lower to get on
them. Some of them have a bar.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. He leans on the bar. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's what it was. That's what I'm thinking.
So turn. There's your bar.
Yeah.
The other way. Turn around.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, the cart's out in front of you.
Yeah.
And you're pushed. That's it. That's what he did right there. That's it.
You only got one good leg, Speedy.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
You got it. That's it.
That's what happened.
Well, Hamza, you had to pack him in his truck when he had the growing pull at pickleball.
Never forget it, Rick.
Yeah. So you know what it's like for trying to get him from one place to another when he's not mobile.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No.
And then he passed out that time with me, and I got his whole body weight. He has a low center of gravity.
And I mean,
he's like Jerome Bettis.
It's hard to move out of there.
That's when you tore your bicep, right, Rick?
That is correct.
Okay.
I still feel bad for the first 10 or 15 minutes of the way I treated him that day. Not that I treated him bad, but I didn't think he was as hurt as he was.
You weren't as compassionate as you should have been.
Well, maybe? No, I was like, I was disappointed selfishly because we were supposed to be having this fun moment, and then he's sitting over there. Yeah, if that, and I was thinking, oh, it's not that bad. And then as I'm continuing to play and have fun, you know, I got to give it to Speedy's point. I got to give a ton now to these people that have invited us in.
Oh, yeah.
And so when it's time to leave, I realize at that point, wow, so you really are hurt much worse than I thought you
were. And by the way, on that pickleball thing, and I've seen you correct it, I think, if not 10 out of 10 times, 9 out of 10, you definitely say when we throw out the number 7 minutes, that's a big number. It wasn't 7 minutes.
No. Right. No, I 5 may be too much. I think it was more like 3.
Have you ever noticed Speedy corrects that 7 minutes every? I mean, Helmsy corrects it every time.
At the time, he said that was his worst injury that he's had. I wonder if this tops it.
Great question.
Yeah. That is a good question.
Hopefully, we'll find that out.
And we do hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Well, he is okay.
Yeah, Speedy, you don't have to say that.
No,
I know we're
saying,
rough room.
Because if you tuned in the last
8 minutes,
you didn't know that.
Right.
But so I just wanted to reiterate.
Some guy on Twitter says this is a terrible way to push best of CDs.
Bubba, Rick, and Bubba.
So speaking of dad, yesterday, Greg and I, our father, and again, you talk about a character. I have people tell me all over the country that have played for him. I got an email again today, and they all said this. They said, Coach Burgess was put on this earth to turn boys into men.
Yeah.
And he certainly has a legacy of that. And then he used to also make the comment, which I had never heard. One of his players told me this. About his faith, he said, your dad would be out there and he would be molding us into men, and he would do it in a way that, like all of us, you know, we all have our little flaws, and he would say to them if he had had a day that maybe he was making a point the way he uniquely can make them, and he would say, understand, boys, he said, there's no doubt that I will be in heaven, but I probably will be in a cabin while others live in a mansion. You know what I mean? So anyway, he now, at this stage of his life, as he got older, you know, he had the heart issues, which, of course, was not a heart attack.
He brushed them aside.
Yeah, he only got 5 bypasses, and Greg was there when he had to be put in the ambulance. But he said he never had full cardiac arrest because he never completely passed out.
That's right.
Now, I don't know.
I don't think that's a medical marker,
but
I believe that's his.
And I remember you telling me that he wouldn't get on the gurney and he wanted to walk to the ambulance.
He did. And they said, we don't do it that way.
And at one point, I think, tried to ride shotgun. But anyway, so this man, it's just that era, they're all a different breed. But even inside that different breed, there's those that are so unique. The things that he is passionate about and the things that he's not passionate. If you were around our dad a lot, Greg and I would make a lot more sense to you. Okay? We're almost like a combination of him. Greg's got some of his. I've got some of his. We're kind of a mix of that. And like he wouldn't tolerate this popping, I promise you.
No.
So anyway, that would be resolved today.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, so he had some – they finally determined a few strokes during a knee replacement deal because he had, you know, he was on blood thinners and stuff like that, and they had to take him off of them. And that hit his short-term memory.
Yeah.
But then now he also, which is genetic in our family, unfortunately, and we're all trying to stay on top of it, is developing Alzheimer's as well. So this leads to dad
picture Dad the way he is. Now, his physically,
yeah.
I mean, he's 82, and he looks like that he could go to battle today.
Yeah.
So, but mentally, his short-term memory is all but gone. So, remember, it just keeps resetting, you know, in the moment. So, this leads to very unique conversations with Dad now.
Yeah, does it?
Yeah, and Mom, you know, and is taking care of him too, and you know the stress it puts on the caretaker, but and especially when you're my dad who doesn't think anything's wrong with him.
Yeah.
So don't miss that. So anyway, so Greg, you had the similar conversation. Mom had the conversation. Our biggest battle yesterday was getting him to believe that we weren't messing with him by telling him not only was it his birthday, but that he was 82.
Yeah, that's the part. That's yeah, the part.
He didn't like that.
No, he didn't like that. He said, "I ain't 82." And yeah, Dad, you are.
Yeah.
And nah. And so that did you go through that?
I asked him how he felt about being 82, and he told me how he felt about it.
He did me
because he didn't believe it, which he will yep. use a certain term. Yeah.
He had
when he thinks something's not.
It
true.
Involves a bull.
Yeah.
And he says that us saying.
I said, "Well, happy birthday anyway."
Yeah, happy birthday. Then of course he always goes to the thing which I. First time I said it at the Gridiron Men's Conference, it brought the house down. Because the first time he ever said this is when he was 77. Mm-hmm. He's now gone on to say this for five straight years.
Sure.
And he told me, finally, because they live 7 minutes from me. So I said, we're going to have him over and just do a little dinner. And so what I did, Sherry did the main part because she prepared it all day. We prepared two deer roasts. Because Dad loves deer,
mm-hmm.
And with the potatoes and the carrots and the onions and the beef broth and let it cook all day and all that.
Oh.
So we did that.
Let's go.
Then Mom went and got him a little piece of cake because all of us are trying to do better. Nobody's really eating cake right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's going to have cake and got a little. Mom went and got a little cake for him, and then which is the picture Adler's got there. So then. We also, of course, you must have coffee brewing 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He's always been.
He drinks coffee from the time he wakes up to the time he goes to bed.
Yeah.
And you better have it.
Really?
Because it's going to be brought up. Hey, we got any coffee?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Sherry was over. She goes, let's get the coffee rolling before
let's
you get
go.
To
Let's go. Hurry up.
Hey, y'all got any coffee? Yes, sir. We certainly do. And so he also loves the band The Eagles. Now, no matter what he's going through in his cognitive life, he recalls the Eagles clearly. He knows every song. He knows the words to every song.
Yeah, he does.
And if you want him to have a good day, just put on the Eagles essentials. So he'd gotten to the point where taking him to a concert had gotten where you really can't do that because of the whole setup.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the big screen, the movie room, and so I prepared a live concert with the Eagles. And you know, because they're out there, you can get them. There's some old ones. He didn't care.
No.
I even went back and let him have Glenn Frey again.
Sure.
We brought Glenn Frey back alive.
Back alive.
Yeah, he doesn't know he's passed anyway.
No.
So anyway, I went back to which is hilarious. Their farewell tour.
Yeah.
Which was 2005.
Yeah.
And they were making fun of it even then. Glenn Frey says, "Well, this is the farewell tour one."
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm sure there'll be
still,
others.
Yeah. Still doing it.
Yeah. So and so that concert and so we sat and watched the Eagles and he just had a blast. So but he finally got that thing out that he always does. When I finally, like Mom had tried and Greg had tried and I'm sure my sister had tried to convince him it really was his birthday and he really was 82, then it happened. He looked at me standing in my doorway. He's on my porch. It's 4:05 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Dad, happy birthday." "How about that? It ain't my birthday." "Yes, sir, it is." I said, "Huh?" I said, "You're 82 today." He said, "82. He said, "Well, I can whip your." And he told me he could whip me. And
right.
I said, "Yes, sir, I know you can." And I can whip anybody that is from your age to 82. And I was like, you are correct.
Okay.
Dad, no, Roger that.
Roger that, Dad. How about some deer? You know it. And we do have coffee on.
Yeah.
And so he drank his coffee. He ate the deer. He got him a little piece of cake. This thing with him trying to get him this picture that I got, how we got that was unbelievable.
Yeah, because it was like a pose for
him. Yeah, well, I just called him looking at Sherry. Sherry said
Quick.
Something. And he's like, because right there, he's like, what in the world?
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's Sherry he's looking at. So she's making some jokes, and he finally looked over laughing at her, and I finally got a good picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that shirt he's wearing, I have a shirt, unfortunately, that is similar. And I did not wear it yesterday because I wore it Monday, and he claims it's his.
Okay.
So,
really?
Yeah, we have similar shirts. I'm not wearing your shirt. Hey, now that's my shirt. What do you do? Why you got my shirt?
Yeah.
So I will not wear that again. So the funniest story, and you know, we weren't really talking about this, but now, I mean, you need to talk about it because people encounter him in public and stuff like that.
Now he knows every person that he comes across. He thinks he knows them.
Right. So keep in mind, his short term memory is gone.
Yeah.
So it resets every few minutes. Okay. So we were taking him down to the farm. I tell you, we're at the break. I got to come back and tell the story. Didn't that hilarious story? Remember that about me taking him fishing?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I'll come back because I'll tell you, it needs its whole setup.
Okay.
Since we're doing a tribute to him today, but thanks for all the kind words from all over. His influence has so many players and that now affects so many families and so many places and his legacy. So it was cool for all of you to get those birthday wishes to him yesterday. And in the moment when we would read them to him, he sure did like it. We'll be back. More Rick and Bubba coming up.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
One of the best measures of how corrupt a country is how rich its leaders get while they're in office. They're not so good at passing laws or governing, but they're great at investing.
Imagine if every American could make money off of war.
In 103 days, that position ends up gaining around 103%. So she made, you know, $2 million plus her original two, so $4
million. I signed, co-sponsored a bill and made too much voluminous flair over it that I wouldn't be seated, so I shut up. The threats that fly around are just absolutely insane.
The Blaze Originals team traveled to Washington, D.C., home to one of the most brilliant financial minds in the world, Nancy Pelosi. In our documentary, Bought and Paid For, How Politicians Get Filthy Rich, we spoke to reps Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy, George Santos, and the bane of D.C. elites, Unusual Whales, to expose how our elected officials are beating the stock market and, more importantly, what we can do. To watch today, go to congressgetsrich.com and use code RICH to get $30 off an annual subscription to Blaze TV.
So we were talking about things you need to know. A new Rick and Bubba University coming out this weekend. Chad Slade, our guest. Think you'll enjoy our conversation with him. Cool story. And the fact that he and my oldest son, Greg's nephew, played together at Auburn at the exact same time. So that we get to talk about their friendship a little bit too. And then of course, Chad goes on to the NFL. And now as an entrepreneur, it's a very interesting story. I think you'll like it. And we kind of get some looks on the inside of the state of football today and that kind of stuff. Kind of cool. So enjoy that this weekend. And we thank him for giving us his time yesterday. So talking about Dad, so now the fact that he does have loss of short-term memory, So everything resets, and his birthday was yesterday, so we talked about that. So now we're kind of telling some stories that we were kind of holding for a while until it got to the point that we thought, you know, talking about this on the air probably is appropriate now, if for nothing else, just to give people a heads up, you know, if you run into Dad out there and he comes over and talks to you and you know, whatever, you kind of need to know what's going on. So anyway, we're down at we're all getting into the things he can still do and can't do. So we're down at the farm. This has been a while back now. Back in the spring of last year. And so, or it might have even been the year before, but it's been in the last couple of years when he first started getting where his short-term memory was going. So, you know, he's a phenomenal fisherman, phenomenal. I mean, he owns Greg and I and sets us on a shelf and makes it very clear. The only person that we ever met that could fish better than him was his own dad, our grandfather, whom our grandfather said openly, Greg was there for, that he was better than Dad. Openly. Yeah. You tell that story about them in the boat that night.
Oh, yeah. We were kids, and we were fishing with them, too. And one of us popped off and said, hey, Papa, who's a better fisherman, you or Dad? And Dad goes, oh, your Papa, no doubt. He never looked up. He goes, yep, no doubt. He just kept fishing.
So anyway, so we're down there, and we're sitting, well, strangely enough, by a fire that Sherry had built, of course. And so Dad looks at the pond. And these are the conversations you have with him now. He goes, how big is that pond? I said, Dad, it's about 6 acres. He said, no, it's bigger than that.
Like
well,
he knows.
I had it surveyed. It's about
6 acres.
It's about 6 acres.
Paperwork on it.
Yeah, and it's bigger than that.
Equipment for that.
If I was going to fish it, I'd fish it right over here. I'd like that. Okay. So I said, finally Sherry says, take him fishing. Yeah. And so my mom at that time says, no, you don't want to do that. It's just going to break your heart. You know, he's getting where he can't do things anymore. I'm not sure he can fish. And I said, I'd seen the Glenn Campbell special about how Glenn Campbell did a tour with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And he could remember how to play most things and all that. I said, I think that's still in there, you know. Well, I mean, you're just going to break your heart. So anyway, he goes, how big's that pond? I said, about 6 acres. Nah, It's bigger than that.
Okay.
All right, then. So then I said, I tell you what, let's go fish. So I knew I was in pretty good shape when I go in there and I pull open the closet with the rods in it. And he goes, well, them ain't my rods. And they're not.
He was correct.
Yeah.
And, that's good. Yeah.
And I say, and he said, that ain't my tackle box. I said, no, it's just my stuff. Let's just use my stuff.
So, I'm sure he had a lot to say about it.
Well, where's my stuff? I said, well, I got it. I said, but I got it kind of put up. I said, it's not really ready to use. And the line on it might be old. And I said, let's just use these rods. And all right. And so we get out there, and there's you in the pond, there's trees that are in there because you want to have places for the fish to get under, and they love to gather around the structure, but you can get hung up in that stuff if you know. Well, we're throwing rattle traps for those of you who don't fish. That has two treble hooks on it, so very easy to hang it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
not a threat.
But it's a fun kind of fishing because you just throw and bring it in and
yep.
And it was still cool enough to where the bass, they reacted to things like that. So I cast first, and I get a hit, and I see him looking at the rod, and Mom's kind of like, you go me. And all of a sudden, he just, boom, he throws it out. Boom. Well, he comes in, a fish hits it, and it gets off. And I said, one to nothing. And I throw my fish back in. He just looked at me, and stared at me. And then he throws it out there again perfectly. Now, this time, boom, and he sets it, and he brings it in. So he starts catching fish, and I start catching fish, and now it's on. And I look over at Mom. She goes, can he make toasting fish?
Yeah.
That? And I said, yeah, he can still fish. So so we start working around. Well, now we're getting over to the trees.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Here comes the speech. Hey, be careful throwing around these trees now. I can't stand to get hung up. And you get hung up and lose your lure. Now, it's all about me going to get hung.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, watch what you're doing when you're throwing these up around these trees, Rick. I'm telling you, you're going to get hung up and you're going to lose your lure. And I just hate to lose a lure. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we come on around. Well, he throws in there and gets hung. Now, remember, his short-term memory resets every few minutes.
Right.
So the minute he gets hung, we're catching fish. I'd say, Dad, let me have your rod and you keep fishing with mine. So he starts fishing with mine. All of a sudden, he looks down and says, have you got yourself stuck? And I was like, what? And then all of a sudden, I realized, there's nothing I can do.
No.
I have to just own it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you throwing around trees like that, you're careless. He goes, don't break your lure off.
Oh, he don't want to lose a lure.
Like that. No, and I'm like, Dad. And I'm like, you're the one that got it. But he doesn't know that.
No, it's reset.
So the reality he's in now, there's no way he did it.
No,
it's his idiot son.
He's back when we were kids. Yes. We used to hang everything up.
And then he looks over, he goes, are you gonna break that lure off? I tell you what, I hate to lose a lure.
Oh, he does.
I mean, you can't just throw around trees like that, Rick. And I'm just like,
yes, sir.
I'm trapped in his reality.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well,
and you said go with it.
Then you start apologizing. I need to do better than that. I need to do better than that.
He does it to Mom. Like he'll get something and move it and not tell her where it's at. And then she'll find it and go, I didn't move it. I don't know who moved it. You'd cry. I tell you what, I didn't move it. I tell you that. And he's just as convinced that he didn't move it.
I was like, there's the 82. 82.
That's a bunch of
BS.
Yeah.
I asked him, how you feel about it? He got the feel about it. I think it's a bunch of bull. I said, okay, Dad, happy birthday.
I tell you what, I can whip you. Yes, sir.
We're not challenging you.
I'll be honest with you. That part may be true.
Yeah.
He'll
cheat.
Hey,
he'll tell you that.
Hey, let me tell you something. Old man's still stout.
He is.
I took him down the farm. He's taking 50-pound bags of feed. 81 years old. This is before he turned 82. He can do it now. He ain't going to sit around and watch.
Mm-mm, no.
He's loading them. I was like, well, let him load them.
Yeah. He's trying to drag deer again.
Yeah. Well, hey, any man.
Yeah, you don't give me
that.
Yeah.
Any man can't drag his deer to the road or not be hunting. Yeah, but there's really no need for that. Hey, that's just what I do.
That's right.
I don't know how you argue against that's just what I do.
You can't respond to that.
What response can you have to that?
That's what I do.
Yes, sir.
I told Mom, I said, if he goes face down out there, man, that's the way.
What he wanted.
That's what he wanted. Ain't no man need to be hunting, can't drag his deer to the road. Yeah, but there's that. Yeah, hey, that's just what I do. Yes, sir. Top of the hour. We'll be right back. Happy birthday, Dad.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
What happened, but of course, all of us can't really wait for that. We have to speculate. So now we're getting emails of people speculating. Mike says, I hate to hear about Bubba. Sure hope it's nothing serious. However, I question the team's assessment of Bubba being in the outdoor center while watching on YouTube and seeing Speedy's incredible reenactment. It must have been in the plumbing area. So was he over in the plumbing area? It feels lawn and garden to me. Because the fact that he said nobody was around, and it's winter, you know.
And he said it was in the outdoor.
And he's working on some fire pit thing that he's all into now. The other is Okay.
Oh, what?
Nothing. Just somebody out of Virginia.
Oh,
and
I thought he may have texted you, and that's what.
No. He's saying sorry about the fall. I hope it's quick recovery. And then he goes into other things. I thought he was going to speculate on something. He really is just saying he's running a list of all the things he's enjoyed on the show so far. Which, thank you for that. Yeah, the stories of Dad are legendary. Yeah.
What if Bubba was pushed? We don't know. What if somebody pushed
him? That's true.
He would have told us that.
Okay. But he didn't know. Hit his head.
Oh wow. Let me not read that one. Okay. All right. So Rick, don't just pull up your email and start reading.
Rick, probably not a good idea.
Probably
not a good idea.
Right. People are the ability for people to call themselves is gone.
Yes.
I know that. Yeah, I experience that all the time. All right. So here we go. Hey, did he go?
What?
Everybody, somebody say it.
Amazement Joe.
I guess my point is, with the fact that I'm running into glass and Bubba's falling, do we have any right to make fun of Biden anymore? I mean, I think that's what I'm talking about. But
look how much older he is than y'all.
No, you're
We're
right.
already doing stuff
you're
like
right.
that.
You're right. Yeah. Okay, all right. So here we go. You know, the left loves to convince us that the only people that were ever have their taxes raised, the only people ever are the gillionaires. And they try to keep that going, but here comes Biden because he has no filter now. And I want you to listen to who he's saying is going to be paying more taxes. And I don't think this is what they would want him to say, but here is the president talking about people paying more taxes.
Up to $139,000, you pay slightly more the more you make. But it stops there. And so if you're making $1 billion, you pay the same amount you're paying if you made $139,000. I think it's $139,000. Well, guess what? Keep the same percentage or something like it. Make sure that nobody making...
I love when you threw guess what in there.
Guess what?
The president just told me, you if you make a combined income of $139,000, which, by the way, in today's economy, a combined salary getting around that number, that I don't consider those people to be... the mega wealthy, do you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, $139,000.
Not at all.
I can actually speak to that. Yeah, that no.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah. that's. I got kids that are not far off from that. I mean, you know, it. So I'm going. So $139,000. What he just told you is that he's going to tax you at the same rate he does billionaires.
And all this we need to tax the billionaires talk.
That's so
it comes from people like Elizabeth Warren. Warren makes $285,000 a year, yet her net worth, according to Forbes, is $67 million.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren isn't one of the people.
No.
These Democrats try to act like they're the people and they're going to stick it to the billionaires. No, they're the elite class.
Right. That's why they move their yachts.
You're right,
That's why they raise taxes and then move their yacht where they don't have to pay them.
Yeah.
And as Greg said years ago, the fact that these politicians, based on where they make anywhere from, about 180 to, for her over in the Senate, 280-something, and they end up with net worths in the tens of millions.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions. Yeah, sometimes.
At times. So there's something about that gig that
the
ability to pick up a little something on the side is very high.
Yeah.
That's why people will kill people to stay in power.
Yes. And there are literally investors that will just copy whatever Nancy Pelosi does, and they just make bank.
Yeah, because her husband didn't have any inside information. No. Which, by the way,
that body cam footage and home security footage should be released this afternoon.
No,
that'd be weird,
buddy.
All right, now this next one is when the president every now and then will just throw out something so bizarre. I don't think there's any commentary on it because I don't know what to say. The president says that if you're struggling to afford gas, here's what he suggests. Okay,
listen. And by the way, families are going to save more than $1,000 a year in tax credits for these vehicles when they purchase one, and energy-efficient appliances like refrigerators and washing machines.
Oh, good. So if you can't afford gas, buy a new car. Yeah. You'll get $1,000 back.
And a big refrigerator.
Yeah, the problem with that,
they're cheap.
If I can't buy gas, you think I have enough money on what an electric car cost? And you said, don't worry, when you pay $80,000 for it, we'll give you $1,000. I think I'm in a bind if I'm financing $80,000.
Add some trash.
More
than $1,000.
And if I have $80,000 that I can go pay cash for an electric car, I'm okay on gas.
Yeah, I can pay for $5.
I can pay for gas. Yeah. Does he think that these new appliances they're going to force on all of us, they're free? Are they free?
They're not free.
I don't think they are. And they're really expensive because on the bleeding edge of technology, the new technology always costs a lot until it catches up.
Right.
A lot. So, to continue the crazy, the Democratic House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, listen to how he starts. Is it a he?
Yes.
Hakeem starts his press conference. I didn't know I could say male or female. All right, here we go.
Here's the Biden track record on the economy. Economic growth is up. Inflation is down. Wages are up. Gas prices are down.
Where's inflation down at?
Where's gas? You know, he's going off gas prices.
Well, they're going up.
Right. You know what he's saying. He's saying we reset them.
Does he think we haven't been to the grocery store and saw eggs? We haven't been to the grocery store.
60%, something like that, more expensive than they were this time last year.
Everything at the grocery store is more expensive right now. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Seen a combo meal lately?
You know what that's called?
Yeah. $10.
Do you know what that's called? Inflation.
Yeah.
Since Biden took office, inflation is higher, real wages are down, and gas prices are up. So the opposite of what the Democratic House Minority Leader just said.
I got gas this morning. It was pretty expensive.
What'd you eat?
Well, that's later. I'm sure I will have that issue at some point throughout the day.
Greg had gas this morning too.
Yeah.
can we talk about this though for just a minute? This is that famous thing that if you say something enough times, people go, "Well, gosh, it must be true."
Oh yeah, because somewhere.
It may be down compared to what it was.
You play the numbers
6 months ago.
Yeah,
you play. But let's not play those games. We're not idiots. We know that.
It's like a radio station claiming they're number one, and you find out they're number one with people, 21 to 25 who have red hair.
They claim they're number one.
Right. Yeah.
Someone with red hair.
So not a thing. Not a thing. See, because of your current state, I forget you actually have.
Yeah. Inflation is down. Yeah, but it's still high.
Right.
It may be down from where
it was. Not as high as it was.
I got a grocery hand basket of groceries yesterday, and it was $93.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, that's standard. We'll be back. 866, we be big.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Well, if he's coming here today, he will be interviewed, and we will get the answer.
Yes.
So he says he'll be here. The Elite Eight are here with us, the Great Eight. Actually, the Super Six. We're missing two.
We're missing a couple.
Missing two. Helmsy,
maybe they're late.
Greg, he made them mad and they left. It's crazy.
Helmsy, anybody contact you saying, hey, we're not going to be able to use our seats?
No. Okay. But I can tell you this. We can figure out who it is.
Yeah.
I would like to call them out. I'm just saying.
I'm going to start doing that.
I would like to call them out.
I
would like to call them out.
Maybe they're lost and riding around the building.
That's possible.
Look for our faces outside.
That's possible.
Maybe they fail in the box store and got hurt.
Well, it could be that too.
I have a question.
Uh-oh.
We could probably pull in two extra chairs if, say, 10 people were to show up instead of 8. And it seems we have like one or two people missing maybe every other Friday. Should we make it? We book 10.
We've got eight seats.
And then we just bring in the two extra we need.
What are we, an airline?
We tried that at those studios.
We are an airline. No. Yes, we're an airline.
Let me answer that, and it should never be spoke of again. No.
You remember we tried it?
Why?
You know what I think? You know what I think we should do, Rick? I think we should bring back the daily documentaries.
I do, too.
That's not.
Could you do 100 more of those for us?
That's not equivalent.
Let me give you. Here's the deal.
Hey.
When you were doing.
Do you get the emails?
That's that, y'all are talking apples and poop. Right.
So you're saying email Helmsy if you want to come in.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And Greg. Yeah. And Speedy.
Dan Adler if you want the Daily Docs back.
We're overbooking now.
Hey, you want to do three conferences this year instead of one?
Yeah, we are.
So people all over the country, more people can come.
Do I see two empty seats? I do. That's all I'm saying, but okay?
Must admit, when we did it before, we had seats every day.
Yes.
And more seats. And there was, you know, a lot of times every day it's hard to get it full, so we would overbook. We normally on Friday doing the Friday.
Pretty good.
Why don't you just
– I don't
you
care
do,
for empty
like,
seats.
Videos that are legit and quit spreading lies.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Okay,
and here's another thing. You think this couple right here is not glad these other two people are
That's
here?
That's true.
This is like a bonus. This is like being on an airplane and the person that sit the seat next to you is empty.
Yeah.
They're having the time of their life. Why do you want to ruin it for them?
I'm not ruining anything for anyone.
They're in big boy corner all by themselves. Right. Look at them.
Come on. They're having the time of their life. They got the big boy seats. I think it's been going pretty good.
And then over here, we think we have a golden ticket seat holder that is responsible for the way Bubba feels.
I know.
We've got
one,
a little evidence.
We've got one of the Super Six that says – the last time he was here, Bubba wasn't here.
Yeah, so it's his second trip here at the new studio, and Bubba's been out both times.
Will you
please on him.
Let us know when you're coming next time so we can prepare for Bubba not to be here?
In February.
In February. Okay. Okay. Right. Yeah, make a note of that.
On the Penny Miller.
Yeah.
on the Penny Miller rotation.
All right, so Bubba.
And he still ain't seen Bubba.
Bubba has texted us again, and he says he is coming at 9.
Oh.
And I asked him how he's doing. He said, better. I haven't cried since 2 a.m.
Oh, that's a good sign. That's a good sign.
All right, so that's good. Crier.
All right, a couple of stories out of the sports world.
I'm going to get him.
LSU discovered that they overpaid Brian Kelly $1 million.
See, I can't have
that. Would never happen
like
to me.
Yeah.
It would never happen.
No.
Yeah. If I had the kind of contract he has, I'd be shorted $1 million.
Imagine getting checked. I
wouldn't care.
I got $1 million more than I thought.
So LSU accidentally overpaid Tigers football coach Brian Kelly by $1 million during the first year of a 10-year, $100 million contract. They discovered the error, and they've moved to correct it, according to the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office.
If I'm Brian, though, I go, you know, we did have a better year than y'all thought we would.
Right, yeah.
Right.
They did.
It was worth it.
They have an error of $1 million.
They paid his LLC and they paid him personally, so they double paid.
Mm-hmm. Happened to me.
And they figured it out, and they say they're going to correct it with the adjustment going forward.
Yeah.
So.
They said when they were writing checks, it was writing the real Mardi Gras, and everybody's mind went where it ought to be. Also, this weekend, we will find out who's going to the Super Bowl, San Francisco at Philadelphia, Cincinnati at Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So that's big coming up this weekend. Now, see, this is when I'm drawn to professional football.
Mm.
Now's when I start.
You're in now.
This is when I start.
Okay.
Watching. Yeah, I don't really watch up to this point. So this is when I start kind of getting a little more interested.
Okay.
So I'm kind of excited about that. Also, is Tennessee's coach's last name, is it Heupel's?
Heupel, I say
it?
Josh,
mm-hmm. Josh Heupel has already got an extension.
Yep.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg, he has been given a raise to $9 million a year.
How about that?
Now, that is classic big-time college football. If you have a good year or two, They will panic and think that somebody's going to steal you.
Which normally means next year they'll be horrible.
This also means that Tennessee will owe Josh Heupel a lot of money when they fire him. that's really what that means.
Yeah,
Tua Tagovailoa's mama says that her baby ain't going to quit football.
Okay. He's in it.
Yeah, Tagovailoa had another tough year. Of course, he'll have injury problems.
Yeah.
But this time, multiple concussions. They're now saying that people start saying, will he leave football and be done with it? But apparently his mama has come out and said that he will come back.
He was having a great year when he was there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And I understand what she's saying, that, you know, Miami loves him and that's their guy and all that. And she said her son continues to go through concussion protocol. And grateful for them, the Dolphins, how they've handled it, and thankful to Miami, and that her baby is not done playing football. So, interesting.
Didn't I see where his brother said he was going to return to Maryland for another year?
Okay.
Is he really? Okay.
Believe so.
Did not know that. Also, when you look at the state of our country, you know, there's a lot of perplexing questions out there, and there's so many. The one that I don't understand is the –
the current obsession with drag queen shows.
Rick, I've never seen nothing like it.
I don't know when we became obsessed with that. I don't know when that became such a staple in our society. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been around for a while. I guess what I'm saying is you can have a point of view that says everybody can live any way they want to, and people should just keep their mouth shut if you don't like it, and that can be, you know, people, of course, we seem to pick and choose which principled people we like. But anyway, I don't think it has to go as far as children going to drag shows and our obsession with drag queens. But the Milwaukee Bucks had a halftime show, and part of their Pride Night festivities was at halftime. There was a drag queen show.
Yep.
So I don't know why we would.
There's a new drag queen story every week.
He's playing five here, Rick. So we're showing it a little bit.
Oh, so anyway, the
luckily it was from a distance.
Yeah. Should I do audio with this? I should. Do I want to do audio with this? Yeah, okay. So I don't know why.
You got some big ones.
Greg, how can you see from up here?
And they said the drag show drew mixed reviews.
Oh, they do.
Mixed reviews.
Yeah, and here's one that, you know, kind of makes sense. People were concerned about how children were reacting to being exposed to this when they tried to go watch a basketball game.
See, this is different.
There's a legitimate concern.
When you're already there watching something else and this happens and you got a child, yeah. I feel for you. Now, these parents that are taking their children to these shows, and we've had stories on that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole nother world.
Right.
Guys.
Big Red, there's.
I saw one where people were taking kids to this drag show thing, and it was the show itself. See, some of you are going, well, you know, I may not like to see men dressed as women. No,
it's vulgar.
It is nasty. Yeah. The things that they talk about.
Yeah,
and the
we ain't talking about the Rockettes.
Yeah.
And that kind of dance.
And the things that they say and do and the things they emulate physically on the stage, that children just – are we just trying to just completely produce a generation of children who have been mentally – I mean, just insulted in every way possible and expect them to be able to function. I mean, we're talking about drag queens. I mean, it's like we've become so, like Bubba used that thing the other day, that we've become so numb to things that we should be concerned about. And then we're talking about, when you get over to the transgender side of all this, something that gender dysphoria, which affects a tiny percentage of people who truly are struggling with that and need our compassion and may need help. And we're taking something that serious and something that affects a tiny portion of people, and we're taking gender dysphoria and basically talking to little children about it, almost trying to force it down on them as if this is something cool and hip and mod you might want to try.
In a lot of places, they're doing it behind their parents' back.
Do we think that's going to lead to mental stability in children?
Well, no matter how you feel.
What are we talking about here?
How about this? I don't think a stripper should dance in front of a kid.
No, I don't either. That's what I'm saying. Like Rick said, these are not wholesome shows.
No.
That are done by drag.
You've seen the one where from the waist up, they were transgender. From the waist down, he was in a Speedo.
Yeah.
And the kid was covering her eyes, and the mom was clapping.
Well, let's go back to this again. Where do we make the – if you went to someone and said, maybe that change, said, hey, let's bring in a bunch of strippers to the library and let them read to the kids and do a dance. Everybody goes, yeah, that's absurd.
Absolutely not.
Well, how about drag queens? Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Why can't we just say that neither one of those are appropriate?
Probably for children, no.
Yeah. I don't understand this.
I don't either.
I mean, the way we're treating one section of society right now is a huge mistake. Yeah. We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
We have Bubba, hopefully, making his way in next hour. Looks like he will be here. He had some kind of fall yesterday, which we'll let him tell us what happened. It's all speculation at this point. And Al, are you happy now? We now have all 8 seats full. The couple was coming from
Montgomery, and they ran into some traffic. Is that okay with you? They're here now.
Yeah, Speedy was trying to give their seats away, but I wasn't going to stand for it.
Everybody,
we went by your plan. We would have had to uncomfortably go back there and get chairs for them.
Right.
I was walking around the parking lot going, we got two.
Right.
We got two.
Yes. Yes. I saw that.
And you're, under your plan, the people who are overspill take the seats of the people who actually booked.
Yep.
Is that the world you want to live in?
That sounds good to me. I'm fine with it. Y'all, different people have different opinions about different things.
You're just behind the glass.
Yeah. We're out here in it.
Yeah, buddy. I will tell you this.
You can hide.
Yeah. The new system I'm actually loving. Yeah, I think really it is the best one we've ever had.
Good.
So, all right. So let's.
No, I'm serious. Good.
Let's be sure and change it.
I didn't know two of the folks here were golden ticket seat holders and actually met them in the bathroom prior to this opening up.
Yeah,
they went ahead and got that out of the way.
Okay. I bet you overgraded them. That's fine.
Right. I think we did good.
Yeah.
We're
all recovering from his greeting.
Yeah. So a couple of another video we haven't looked at. And so this is you remember yesterday when we played the video audio of Project Veritas busting someone at Pfizer who was talking about that they do believe that the pandemic came out of Wuhan. And that some of the stuff they're working on with people's DNA and the mutations and basically starting to suggest that they kind of knew they had a problem with these variants and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, the Pfizer director now is about to physically assault James O'Keefe and the Veritas staff. And because I guess, you know, they keep turning up the heat. You know, everybody keeps trying to ask Pfizer man, why did y'all pretend not to know things that you knew? And of course, they won't answer questions, and then they do the undercover thing. Apparently, at any company, if you can convince a gay man you want to go on a date with him, he'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Gorgeous.
Wow. That's what happens.
Is that not what I keep seeing?
Yes.
Well, they're about to tell.
Get a couple of drinks in them, and there they go.
Yeah, Pfizer man's about to realize what's happened, and he really wants the iPad back. And to the point where the police are called, and they're trying to get out of the restaurant that they were in.
So is this the follow-up to the thing we just saw?
Yes,
yes. And he realizes he's been busted now.
Right. And now
I didn't know he was a director. This guy's a Pfizer director? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, all right. So this is the guy from yesterday in the video, and he gets upset when he realizes that Veritas has busted him. Here we go.
And he's not the director of
Pfizer. Director.
He's a director,
kind of like multiple vice presidents and all that kind of stuff.
Totally.
Yeah. Really long title.
And the person that's going to confront him is the main guy behind Project Veritas, and that's James O'Keefe.
Okay.
Hey there. Is this seat taken? You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? I'm literally a liar. I was trying to impress a person on a date.
What's your
position? Lying.
And please, don't touch me. Well, this is not, by the way,
why
don't,
are you doing
don't
this
tell anybody.
To someone who's just working at a company to literally help the public. You really did. Please bring the cops as soon as possible. I'm really very unsafe.
Can you calling the cops?
No, don't let them leave.
Please unlock the door. Please unlock. Please unlock the door.
Wow.
Please unlock the door. Unlock the door.
Wow.
Guy in the red's about to.
We're trying to get to unlock the door. Unlock the door.
Wow.
Now skip to the end, and you'll see where the cops actually come, and they're trying to get out the door and get away. And they finally get out.
Can you please unlock your door?
No, don't let them leave.
Can you unlock the door?
I still have to say, please, no, don't let them out. Don't let them out.
Could you please let us leave, ma'am?
I don't know what's happening.
Wow.
We'd like to leave. We'd like to leave. Please unlock the door.
I see now they're worried because they know what they're
doing. No, it's because we're
really being trapped. Stop. Get away from me.
Please unlock the door.
It's on the cloud, pal.
What am I waiting on?
When this gets forward just a little bit, this is a replay of what just happened, but they actually get in the SUV, and he tries to stop the SUV, and then they get away. The cops actually finally get there and said that if they had not left, they actually could arrest them. I don't know on what charge, they do get away. But it's really more about the reaction from this Pfizer director. director person. They're outside now.
Do we have the iPad? So we're getting into the vehicle now. Where's our car?
Oh, here he comes.
Here he comes again.
Here he comes.
So he knows he's busted.
Yeah, that's what all this is. Yeah, he knows he's busted.
Who's filming this?
Cop, stand right there. Yo. Stop.
Run up.
This guy.
He's charging the guy, charging.
You can't make an arrest at this point if you don't have the victim right here.
Okay. If he was here, you'd arrest that guy?
If he was here, yes.
Oh, then we could just walk away then. Not worry about it.
If that's what you guys want to do, then yes.
Y'all, that guy panicked because he got busted telling the truth. It's so obvious that's what happened.
When
he starts screaming, I was lying to try to impress somebody on a date. I mean, come on, man. I mean, he panicked.
Yeah, he did.
Because he knew that, first of all, he ain't going to be working at Pfizer very long. And he has let everybody know things that they don't want us to know. And he got busted. Wow. That video was so much more than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
That was wow.
But, yeah, there was gain-of-function research going on at Pfizer, according to this Pfizer director.
Yeah. Bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
With Jimmy in Alabama. Jimmy, welcome to Rick and Bubba. Go ahead.
Jimmy.
Yes, I just been thinking about Bubba. Don't y'all think it's time to order a... One of those bracelets where I've fallen and can't get up.
It may be time.
Life alert.
It may be time. I think, you know, when you think of the scene yesterday when he described lying there with no one around and he had to pull himself up on the shelf and then lay on a cart and wheel himself to his car.
That's quite an adventure.
That just those details alone may warrant what you speak of. Meridian, Mississippi, the buzz. Brian standing by. Brian, go ahead.
So I want to ask a question for Aller. I remember some shows ago, he had a dilemma where the quote-unquote train, you can't stop the train from coming. That's why he couldn't meet people after the show to shake hands. Why do you want to add extra people? He's got extra time, man.
Oh, that's true. That's a great point.
I've had to completely radically change that all just with our new bathroom setup. It's been a tough time.
It's been a tough training period.
I will say of all the things
– I'm just in shambles until about 2 p.m. every day.
Yeah, I think you and I have talked about this, and then other guys as well. I never – let me just say this to you. I think it's the best way to put it.
Oh, no.
If you're ever set up at work where you have not one, not two, but three private bathrooms that belong only to six people.
Yeah.
Okay? Three of them. And then guests that come in every now and then, like the golden ticket seats. And you have not one, not two, but three that are within just right through the door. Oh, you're there.
Yeah.
The impact it has when you don't have that and have to walk out into a big shared public restroom.
Yeah.
I was kind of kidding around.
Through two locked doors.
I thought that would be a slight adjustment for all of us. Even thought it was a little silly to make such a big deal out of it. It's a really big adjustment, and it's a really big deal.
I actually told Amanda last night. I said, I'm a pretty optimistic guy, y'all. I mean, I am. I'm the guy that looks at the glass half full.
You'll have it half full.
Yeah, and y'all get on me about that. Speedy even calls me sunshine at times. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
I don't think it's near as bad as we've made it out to be, but I will tell you, it is pretty bad.
Well, I don't want to get too many details.
Yeah.
But what Adler is talking about, especially if you're someone like me.
You experienced something yesterday.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about it, but you did.
Yeah, I'm quirky on the other call to the restroom. The one that involves a standing urinal, this really is not that big adjustment.
It's not.
Yeah. Now, the other.
When you're throwing a curveball, it's a whole different deal.
When
the old number two.
When the catcher calls for two.
Yeah.
And you're bothered by, which I think most of us should be, something that private, sharing it with others.
Yeah,
I don't like people around, and so
especially when they're talking on their phone.
When we're being herded in like cattle, and put in stalls next to each other, that's just as a big adjustment than having your own private restroom.
Yeah.
It was, you know, in the noises and the conversations and the and really, I don't know who designed stalls other than the handy stall. Whoever designed these others, do you think that we live in a world of really small people?
Oh yeah.
I mean that you haven't given some of us that have any size much room in there. So now my shoulders are kind of almost up against where we are. And so now that lets me think, if another big guy's next to me, our shoulders are only separated by like press wood.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and we can hear everything. I still don't know these people that stay in there for 10, 15 minutes returning phone calls. And I don't know if they just want some private time because they work in cubicles. I don't know.
And some reason I have worked through that challenge. Okay. I'll go in there with other people. But I now I am strategic. Like there are only two of the four stalls I'll use. I'll use Handy.
Yeah.
And then I'll use the second one. No way I'm getting in that first one and y'all seeing my shoes.
No way.
Because I saw
throwing stuff over the top.
Absolutely not.
I saw a guy this morning and I realized, wow, so he bow hunted before he came to work. So he had his hunting boots on in there and I could see camo.
Waterproof.
Waterproof. This guy really has his work day planned. I respect that.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't know it.
Yeah.
But if you go to that first stall, you could literally have someone standing on one side relieving themselves and someone sitting on the other side.
No
and
way.
You could be trapped between two experiences.
Been there.
Have you?
Yes. When I was first trying to get the schedule changed, I was in some bad situations, you guys. I mean, it's just it's like you're in a war in the trenches. It's like shrapnel.
I've been so traumatized by some of the things, that happened in there. There were times that I think I was approaching tears. You know, when you were a little kid and you just get so upset you'd cry?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes I've gotten in there and it's been so hard, it's just been so difficult that I just kind of almost just start getting emotional.
You know, Adler, he's one of those. He may go stall no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
But if I ever catch him at the urinal, I sneak up behind him and goose him real quick. And
I only go stall when you're around. I don't go stall when there's normal folks around. Okay, buddy? And by the way, there's not a healthy prostate in this entire building, I don't think.
No.
What in the world?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right, so, this got to me, the Wednesday Bible study, because it's 12 to 1 Central Time in the middle of the workday. So a large majority of the Wednesday Bible study men that are in the room are retired, okay? And, you have to be a certain age to retire.
Yeah.
I made the mistake. One of them came in late and said, man, I can you escort me to the restroom? Because, he didn't want to have to go all the way around the building. Yeah. And I said, we got 8 minutes. I said, before we start, that's plenty of time. And all of a sudden it hit me. He's 70-something. That may not be plenty of time.
No. Yeah.
And I
for a lot of reasons.
I stood outside and I thought to myself, okay, he's been in there a while.
Yeah.
And I thought, they don't go in there and stand and go. I mean, he may be standing there a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it pressed me on getting back in time.
Yeah.
So, I agree. All right. So, to the phones we continue, and we'll come back and we'll do more phones after this. Megan in Montgomery, I-92. Megan, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. I'm just flabbergasted about this drag queen show at a professional basketball game. I mean, who's on this marketing team that we've resorted to, this is what we're going to show? I mean, we know that a majority of the people that are in the audience are men. And, I mean, I'm not a man, but I can imagine this is not what they signed up to see for halftime.
Probably not.
Well,
it ain't the Laker girls.
No, it's not. We're catering right now to a movement in our country that I guess we're just terrorized, but they shouldn't be treated poorly, but they shouldn't be given some kind of preferential treatment that you can't say to drag queens, you want to have your drag queen shows and the clubs and do your thing or whatever, but drag queen shows are not appropriate for certain environments and probably not.
And I don't think that's
probably not. And I would be fine with saying, and some of these women we have gyrating at halftime, that's not appropriate either.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I guess sometimes they're a little bit hypocritical. If you're going to have a bunch of scantily clad women out there gyrating, I guess a step to a drag queen show isn't that big a step.
That's a good point.
You know, with children in the audience.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Or how about even anybody who doesn't want to see that?
Yeah, a lot of people, and y'all have talked about this, people are like, well, would you take your kids to Hooters or whatever? And we say, no, that's inappropriate as well. Like, we're not saying that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Granted, one seems to be a lot more depraved, one of those situations.
They're both.
But they're both inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't see the Hooter girls reading to kids in the library, but I have seen that with the drag queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're like.
Angle I don't get.
We said it earlier. You wouldn't have strippers of any kind reading to kids at a library, would you?
No.
Leave the kids out of it.
That's back to that preferential treatment again. Like this is just family entertainment. We'll continue with your phone calls next.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
And you heard him mentioned last hour. He missed the front half of the show. I don't even know what to say about it. We started getting a text about 10 minutes to 7 Central Time last night. I don't know if you heard me reliving it, but we were celebrating Dad's birthday at the house last night. And I try to always be present. And I looked down and saw the beginning of your text, and I just had to look at the family and say, I don't want to be rude right now, but I really think I need to read this text. Mm-hmm. And and as I was reading it, I couldn't believe what I was reading, nor could I fully comprehend and understand it. And that's brought us to this moment. Can you tell us what happened?
Rick, I'm not proud to begin with. Mm-hmm. Number one, I'm an idiot. Okay.
Okay.
Number two, there's no lawsuits involved here.
Right.
So big box stores everywhere can take a breath.
Right.
This was self-induced.
Okay.
And, Bubba, medical updates. You know how we talk about things kind of run their course here on the show? Mm-hmm. I'm kind of done with them.
You down? Yeah. Right.
And,
yeah,
I'd like to skip those here in 2023,
right,
if possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not off to a good start.
Yeah. No.
Just started
not
the
really.
Year.
So, we've talked about before when you get hurt or you get injured, you have to decide, am I hurt or am I injured?
Mm-hmm. Am I hurt or injured, yeah.
And there's a big difference. Hurt, you limp off the field. Injured, you go get it attended to. So, anyway, I'm going to an unnamed big box store yesterday to pick up a piece of pipe. It's going to be a quick stop. Just walk in, get a piece of pipe, walk
pipe
out.
Head out. Yeah.
And the piece of pipe that I needed was basically – it's a thin wall piece of pipe, like it's on the top of a chain link fence, you know, like on the top rail, you know what I'm talking about? It's not too big, not real thick, but, they sell those at some of these big box outdoor stores. So, I was looking for a piece of pipe for my little project, and they come in 10-foot pieces and in like 5-foot or 4-foot pieces. And sometimes they're intermixed in the pipe section. So, you know, you go out there and you're on the outdoor lot where they've got it covered and, you know, they've got pipe. And really, if you're the manager of the store, you ought to find the footage. We'd love to see it because, you know, I love showing footage of me falling. Mm-hmm. We're well documented that.
Yeah.
Like to cut that segment too this year.
Right.
So I'm looking for some pipe and I don't see – there's two different sizes. I don't see the smaller size I need. And then I think I see a piece, and it's intermixed with the bigger pieces. So this pipe is stored vertically, and it's kind of, you know, got some things sticking out on the side to keep it from rolling off and all that. And it has a bar across the front of it, too. And then there's a little slit in the bar so you can get the piece of pipe you want and bring it out, right? You see what I'm doing?
Yeah, I got you. Right.
I'm there.
So I'm reaching over the bar trying to grab the little piece of pipe that's in amongst the bigger pieces of pipe that's the size I need, and I can't reach it.
Oh, goodness.
So, you know, then I do probably what you should do, and that is look for help from the store.
Good luck with that these days.
Right. And yeah. You know, a tumbleweed blew through, and I thought, nobody's going to be out here. I couldn't find anybody.
No, you won't find help.
And as I found later that there really was nobody around.
Yeah.
And so this is where I make a mistake. I try to get in there and get that piece of pipe.
So you step in.
Oh, boy.
I stepped under.
You didn't call for assistance, right, like it
under.
Says.
No. Well, like I said, I had to find it. Yeah, I didn't want to spend the night there. I had to get out of there. Right. And so –
You almost spent the night there, though, really.
Yeah,
think about it.
I did.
You
nearly
did.
Right.
Let me go back to my first statement. I'm an idiot.
All right. So let me get this right. So we won't stop medical updates and videos of you falling.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to do it with a few less of those.
Okay.
If possible.
Okay. You've had such a great start.
They seem to be plentiful, though.
Right. Right.
So I basically, and Speedy had alluded to it earlier, I'd pulled a calf muscle a few weeks ago, so I've been kind of hobbling around with that.
And we didn't even do an update on that.
No, that one didn't even qualify. No. That didn't qualify. Not a lot of interest in that one.
No.
So I'm having to get down almost in a hind catcher position to get under this bar. Okay. You with me?
Oh, yeah.
So I go under. I locate the piece of pipe that I need with my left hand. Well, then I have to shift my weight in a hind catcher position to get back out.
Right.
Oh, walking it out.
Mm-hmm. But as I'm coming out, I need to reach on to something to kind of stabilize myself so I can make a smooth shift like a catcher going over to get a wide ball in the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Lock it up.
Mm-hmm. I probably should have just grabbed the bar over my head.
Right, with your right hand.
But I was already, you know, moving that way, so I grabbed what I thought was the bar, what I thought, key there, of the shelf next to me. And I was going to use it, shift out, and just stand back up with my piece of pipe that I found that it's like a trophy now.
Da-da.
So when I reached out to get that, and I'm, you know, and I'm kind of off balance, and I'm needing that to kind of balance myself. By the way, you shouldn't be in a hind catcher position up in the pipe rack anyway, okay? I'm an idiot. Let me underline that again.
Right.
Well, when I grabbed it, it wasn't the metal shelf that was there. It was a piece of 4x4 wood that was tie-wrapped there that was about a foot or two tall. And I assume they're there to keep the forklifts and the tow motors from running into the shelf, if I had to guess. I don't even know why they're there. But it's not real stable. It's not like it's bolted on. It's just tie-wrapped. So when I grabbed the top of it and I got this pipe in my hand and I'm a little off balance, and all of a sudden that wood comes right, it cuts loose and comes right at me. And so now I'm in a full fall backwards with a piece of pipe in my hand.
Mm.
And I guess your reflex at that point is you're trying to stand up to keep from falling. Well, all that did was kind of make me launch like a, if you were in a reverse dive position on the diving board, and, you know, you push out and arc over like that. So I think at some point I'm arcing backwards with a piece of pipe in my hand, halfway in a shelf, halfway out.
Right.
And it all comes to a big, loud crash. I think what I did, I landed like one cheek on the concrete.
Oh, no.
And one cheek up in the display rack.
Somebody help Daddy!
Clean up on aisle 12.
There's a piece of pipe knocking into stuff.
We got footage.
Let's see. Well, there wasn't that much rolling.
Yeah, right.
That would have probably helped if I could have rolled it out. So
you're off in there. And
so I'm laying in the floor, okay?
Squalling.
Now, I'm laying there, and you know, you try to get up.
But you have to.
Well, I try to get up.
Because if you can get up, you're okay.
I try to get up, and I have this terrible shooting pain in my hip.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, you know, I'm in the hip zone.
Oh, no.
Okay, you know.
Not
the gray hair.
If Rick or Bubba's hip breaks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
that's
bad.
That's something.
I've had several falls.
Go get
falls.
All the best OCDs you can get.
Yeah, and, you know, I've had several falls, and we always talk about it. When you fall like that, the first thing you do is go, is my hip's okay?
Yeah,
you know,
because
they usually take the blunt of the fall. And I think they were uneven, you know. So I'm kind of laying there, and I try to get up again, and I think, this is not good.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm like, did I fall on a knife? What's sticking in me right now?
I know this is not appropriate right now, but this is just that competition side of me. Do you still have the pipe?
The pipe has now rolled. What began in my left hand, it has now rolled across my body, and it is out in the middle of the aisle.
But you do have it now.
No, it was the wrong size.
Bubba.
Oh, no.
You can't even have a pipe.
But you didn't know it until you fell out.
So when we come back, I look like I have been run over by a bus, laying in a deserted outdoor section of a big box store.
And you still ain't got no pipe.
And I'm thinking surely somebody with a water hose will wander by here in a minute and give me a hand up.
Because you need help getting up. Somebody help Daddy.
Are you like a bug that can't flip over?
I'm not going anywhere.
Somebody
at this point.
Help Daddy.
I'm not going anywhere.
Somebody help Daddy.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The hour, Bubba Falls. So when we left you, Bubba, you were going for a piece of pipe. You made some moves to try to access the piece of pipe you thought was the right size. It led to a mighty fall. You now have hit the concrete, and you're laying there. Unfortunately, you lost the piece of pipe that turns out to be the wrong size.
Yeah, all for naught.
So really, you didn't even have the right piece of pipe.
Mm-mm.
And you're laying there assessing your injuries. And then what happens?
Well, I knew that had something wasn't right. And as I was laying there on my back, I was kind of glancing around to see if they were any cameras.
Because
I thought, well, surely they'll send somebody out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I thought, you know, if I get out of this, we'll have another piece of funny video.
Sure.
Right. Always thinking of the show. Right?
Always thinking
and,
of
so nothing is happening. So I think I can't just keep laying here. I got to try to get up. So I try to roll over, and I get on my hands and knees with much pain.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of doing downward dog there for a minute, and I can't reach anything to get up. So I gotta do a crawl on the concrete.
Are you physically crawling?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. And I finally get a hold of the shelf again, and I'm thinking, I hope this will hold me up. And I kind of climb up the shelf.
I bet you didn't grab the tube before.
No, I did not.
Right.
I left it alone this time. Now it's at a prompt 45-degree angle.
Right.
And I get standing up, and I think, okay, we're going to be all right. We're
so
be all right.
You pulled up on the first shelf, kind
of? Well, on the support of the shelf.
Okay,
going
yeah.
Up, or it was actually the bar going across.
Mm, right.
Nobody saw you.
I haven't seen anybody yet.
Did you holler out, somebody help me?
No.
Somebody help Daddy!
I didn't. I hadn't got to that point yet, but it was approaching.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, I stand up. I think, okay, I'm all right. Okay. You know, and you try to kind of, you know.
Walk it off.
I shake it a little bit. And I try to take a step. And I go, hey, steps hurt. Mm. And there was a big box, like pallet of stuff there. So I make about two or three steps, and I get on it. I just lean on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'll just sit here. It'll get better in a minute. Feeling will come back. I'll be fine.
Shaking your leg.
Yeah, trying to, you know, kind of shake it out. And sit there, and I thought, well, I'm going to finish my shopping. I'm okay. And I take a step. Ooh, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Go back to the box and stand there for a minute, you know. So after a period of time.
Mm-hmm. How long you think? Time's hard.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
Right there.
10. Yeah. It's a long time.
And all I can think of while I'm laying there and I get up is, wow, Betty's going to be mad.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to be in trouble from Nurse Betty.
Yeah.
And who's been a fantabulous nurse.
Who?
Fantabulous.
What kind of
that's
nurse?
Even better than all parts included. Fantabulous.
You replaced the F with the V.
Right. Fantabulous.
Right.
That's a word, y'all. That's a real word.
We heard it too.
It should be.
We heard it too.
He started to go with fantastic. You want to say spectacular.
Yeah. Fantabulous.
It was almost fabulous got in there too.
That's what it was.
You got them all.
And
he was going for.
But I'm thinking she's going to be mad about this.
And she's mad because this is going to be another handle for her. You're hurting.
Yeah, and she's sick right now, too.
She's got a cold.
Not good bedside manner anyway, but now worse.
Yeah, this is real bad. Yeah, so
she probably needed you.
I hobble around.
He needed to be fantabulous.
Yeah. Then I get back in the store, and I'm thinking, I got to find something to get a hold of.
Oh, this is my favorite part. So you're in pain.
So you've left the pipe section. You're not even going to get the pipe.
I'll leave it for
not
now.
After that.
I'm coming back. I roll the pipe back up. I didn't reach down to get it, but I finally got it in my hand and stuck it back in the display because it was the wrong size.
Right.
And
oh my goodness.
So and I'm thinking, you know, all during this I'm thinking, why did I get in a hind catcher position and get into the pipe display?
I'm not trying to get you. I know you're not going down this road. You're taking full responsibility. But I'll tell you one of the reasons why this ended up happening is no one ever shows up anymore and says, can I help you?
Right.
So luck would have it, as soon as I got in the door, I found a shopping cart nobody was using. And I thought, this is perfect. So I get on it and I lean on it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like a walker.
Now it's
and
wheels.
And it feels good. I'm like, it takes a prayer. I go, ooh, this is good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be okay. So I had a few other items I'm going to pick up. So I'm going to go down to that. Yeah, I'm thinking we're good here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm rolling along there and, you know.
Leaning on it.
Yeah, kind of like Ben Purr, you know, the cat that had the wheels.
Is it popping a willy any?
No. I'm leaning into it pretty good.
Okay.
And so we get checked out. And I go, and I'm still thinking, I think I'm going to be all right. But it sure is hurting. And I get to the car, and thank goodness the little cart return is right next to it. So I put it in there, and then I kind of hobble over to the car. And then I'm thinking, now how am I going to get in this Jeep Wagoneer? That's an awesome Hendrick vehicle. Because usually I step up with my left foot, and that ain't happening.
No.
Because I can't pick it up. I mean, every time I try to pick it up, it's like lightning bolts.
Hip flexor.
Yeah, I think so.
Gone.
And so I get in the car. Once I'm sitting, I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to be all right. I'm good. Yeah. Should I even mention it to Betty? That crosses my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I get home, and I get out, and I'm, you know, hobbling. and but I had been hobbling from the calf.
Right, right.
So
right. Same leg.
She says,
it's been a long time since I've seen you walk without a hobble.
Yeah. And she says, is your leg hurting you worse? So then I go, well, I'm going to tell you a story, but you got to promise you won't be mad. And I kind of tell her what I did, and of course she's mad.
Right.
And
yeah, right.
So
well, she wouldn't make that deal.
I'm getting scolded a little bit, and we get to the bed and get in the bed, and I realize that it's hurting kind of bad, and maybe even worse. And we're having a discussion about that, and so as luck would have it, I had some pain medicine left over from, you know, one of my last major surgeries.
Yeah, right.
And so we
you have a pharmacy to have yeah. At this point.
So we were able to take some pain medication and go to bed, and you know, I woke up about 2 and I thought, well, this is a critical juncture in this. How's this gonna go?
Yeah.
And I tried to get up, and I thought, well, this is not good.
No, it's settled now.
Oh, wow.
And now it's starting to settle.
And then I think I just rolled into bed for a few hours, and I think I texted you. I don't know what time it was.
Yeah, I don't remember when it
was. About 4 or something. And finally, after another round of pain meds, I dozed off for a minute. And but I when I woke up, I felt better. I feel 1,000% better than I did yesterday.
That's good.
So that's really
good. That's good news.
Yeah, yeah. But Nurse Betty was pretty insistent that I go and get it x-rayed anyway. So, you know, because I'm in that hip zone, you know.
Yeah, so. You're probably going to find you've damaged your hip flexor.
Yeah, luckily you were already down towards the ground in a catcher stance.
Right.
So
it didn't I fell off a truck.
Correct, right. Correct, yeah. Right. So,
which I think rules out the hip pointer.
Yeah,
I think it's strained.
Yeah. It's a strained hip flexor.
I'm hoping that's it.
That's right.
But, you know, that's how I envision the fall. I mean, I can't really tell. You know, all I know is I was on the ground.
Did it happen so quick?
Yeah, it's quick, very quick. And but yet you think while it's happening, what the heck was I doing? You know?
Right. How many times have you gone back and said, if I'd just done this?
Oh, yeah. I've relived it a few times.
Sure.
And Betty's helped me to do that.
I bet. Sure. Yeah. Because having an injury is just such a hassle.
Oh, it is. It is. But thank y'all. We're a lot better now.
Yeah, well, good. Hey, it's Rick and Bubba. Enjoy the weekend. Monday, a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Rick will be here to kick off the week together with a burning question. Hey, how's Bubba's heel?
We'll answer that question on Monday's edition of the Rick and Bubba show. Thanks for listening to the daily best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.